Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy Teddy J, and she got in the studio version today. And on the line I have Chelsea Monet. What's up, Chelsea?
Hey.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know y'all can catch me on the simulcast. I'm also on the Facebook Live. Check me out on there. I love this little tripod. This little flexible tripod. For my phone, it just stays so perfect. I ain't gotta touch it. Best $15 I spent. So yeah. But I see that you are. Oh yeah, Chelsea, join. If you are joining, you on your phone. Never mind. I'm about to say join the live, but you on the phone. But yes. What's up, DeMar? I see you up in the live chat. But of course, everyone, as a reminder, you can whenever the show is on, you can always catch us on both Facebook Live. Or if I'm on Facebook Live, you can catch me on Facebook Live and on the regular radio stream at dustspot.com/dustspotradio. All right, so today's show, I do this every year. For a lot of the award shows, BET Awards, Grammys, I do it for the Oscars, a lot of shows. That Monday, because usually most of the shows take place on that Sunday, and then the first show of the week is our show. So we do the Monday show. We do the Monday show and going. So yeah, man, it's another year of doing the Grammy wrap up. Y'all know how I do, man. I go in.
Yeah.
Eyes go in. But anyway, so before we get to Grammy wrap up, because y'all know, man, I ain't gonna run out of nothing to talk about today, so I got too much to talk about. With the Grammys, so it's awesome. No, I'm plenty of material. First up, Chelsea, how was your weekend?
It was good. I had some shoots. So, stay tuned. I posted some sneaks on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, go follow me now at _beautyofmonet_. Yeah, we're getting ready for Valentine's Day. You know, it's Thursday. So. Yeah, I just want to know, like, that's going to be my topic. What's the wildest thing you've done on Valentine's Day?
It depends on people's definition of wild. We'll get to that. We'll get to that pretty soon on that tip. I'll talk about Valentine's during the moments of my name. This weekend I got a chance. This weekend was a great weekend. So getting into that segue to what happened this weekend. So this weekend actually got a chance to do the giveaway shoot. Let me look at y'all on the face right now. And this is recorded. Of course, when y'all and all this stuff I say is recorded. I ain't deleting nothing later. I ain't changing what I said. Y'all can see. Y'all got evidence of what I said, and that is I'll be trying to tell y'all something I'm going to do. I don't be these people on here being braggadocious, tell you what I am going to do and ain't going to do. You know, I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I love being on the record telling you I'm going to do it, because then you can go, well, damn, he said he was going to do it, he did it. You damn right, because people do it all the time. They get your hopes up high and tell you, you know, to sell you a dream, and that's where personal, professional, whatever. Everybody's trying to sell somebody a dream. I'm gonna let y'all know right now. I ain't trying to sell you no goddamn dream. I'm gonna tell you like it is. I ain't out here being no used car salesman. I'm gonna tell you how it is, man. Goodness, you know, I'm the doctor that go into there, and I get straight to the point. Hey, let me let you know what it is. Hell, they're gonna tell me I got bad bedside manner because I'm getting straight to the point. But anyway, what's good for Dana? What's up, Narita? What's up, Ariel? Give y'all some waves in the chat. But nah, so yeah, we did a giveaway for Royal Vandy Customs. Shout out to her. Appreciate it, Eris. Definitely appreciate it. So get into that. Good Lord, I know. One day I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Let me get this camera a little bit of Sabusi treatment. There we go, a little bit clearer now. That mess was driving me nuts. Okay. But yeah, so. Oh, hey. I miss you too, Larita. I miss you. But no, so. I just got excited because now the camera clear. I just got excited looking now. But anyways, I just had to get one good wipe there. And I love how my little speaker just decided it's going to, like, do what hell it just did. I'm about to give it some more juice. But, so y'all can let me know if y'all can hear Chelsea good still, hopefully. Two lives. But, nah, so what ended up happening was, it was a giveaway we did back in the holidays, where we had people, y'all had to do certain things in order to be entered into the giveaway. And then, there were four winners. Two of the winners were people who got, items shipped to them. And the other two were people that not only got, custom items, shipped to them, they also, won a chance to be able to do the show, do a photo shoot, for Ladies Focus Photos. And so we were doing it. Bam, breast is hit. Y'all see, I posted one of the pictures with Chelsea. I already edited and whatnot. Shout out to Beverly Studios, been one of my little best kept secrets of something I'm doing. What's up, Marie Lola? Ooh,
yeah.
Marie Lola, I saw you. You all went the hair out earlier. Shout out to that. talking about you going straight back to braids, but what's up, Lamar? But no, man, I'm telling you, like, it was fun because, you know, I tell people all the time, when I make a goal, and you know, I don't be these people. That's why people do all this resolution crap. I don't do resolutions. I do solutions. Y'all think on that for a second. I know that was deep. I don't do resolutions. I do solutions, and so. I know I was one of the plans I planned on doing was coming into the year was having a studio space to shoot out of. Officially have that. Thanks to Beverly Studios. Appreciate y'all for giving me a home to be able to create. So I appreciate it so much. But yeah, like, it's going to be exciting, man. I'm excited with what to see coming up, more and more and more and more to come up. So. Yeah, shout out to Chelsea and this beautiful chair. They had this beautiful throne chair. Like, people been wanting to shoot that forever,
yes.
But I just didn't have to shoot. I had the chair. Thanks to Beverly Decor for doing that. So appreciate it. But yeah, so yeah, that was pretty much. Yeah, I just did shooting, man. I loved it, and I relaxed this weekend. I needed time to breathe and then be able to do. Get some editing done, all that. So I was happy. But yeah. So y'all heard me and Chelsea shared what went on with us this weekend. What we gonna do? We gonna go ahead and go to a quick music break. I'm doing a music break and get the speaker back on point. So we'll be back. Yes, it's the annual Grammys wrap up of the show for those who don't know that. So we will be getting into the Grammys. A lot of Grammys talk. Yeah, and then of course, Mama's Monet, Chelsea already shared with y'all. Mama's Monet this week is going to be about what's the craziest things y'all have done for Valentine's Day. So we'll be back right here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J. All right. We'll be back.
I just want to let you know that you're the most beautiful thing on this world. So I was thinking that we can do something different. Like listening to Jay Stone and Kills Two Fly sing and rap the words of true beauty.
You know it's something about a sense of song
that really
turns me on.
It makes me
feel at home. A melody always sound asleep. Slowly cause your body next to me. A beautiful smooth conversation. Show my love, express how I feel. I wonder how everything would be if you spend the rest of your life with me.
Your boy Sunny J and your girl
Chelsea Monet.
Yeah, Chelsea Monet. Why you sound like that, Chelsea Monet? You sound like you had a hiccup starting right there. Yeah, you like Chelsea Monet.
Oh, my bad.
You came back like he was underwater, like you was chugging, like you was drowning in the water. Chelsea Monet. Now you good. I'll just give you a hard time. But yeah, y'all. We're keeping it going. So you know, we're gonna start before I get it, because once I get in the Grammys talk, I'm gonna be there forever. So we're gonna start with Moments of Monet first. So remind people what today's Moments of Monet topic is.
What's the craziest thing you've done on Valentine's Day?
Oh man, craziest thing I've done on Valentine's Day. I'll let you go first. Yo, yeah. Ladies first.
No, it's my topic. You gotta go first.
I don't do anything on Valentine's Day. Next. Played yourself. Nah, it depends. Okay, single wise or relationship wise, I say
it doesn't matter which one.
Single wise, okay, so there was first year of college. It was some of my friends in college. A few of us were single. There was a few that weren't. And so the ones that weren't single, they went out to like I was one of one pair went to Olive Garden, another pair went somewhere. I don't know where the hell they went. But a few of us that were the single ones, we decided we was gonna take ourselves out to not to Olive Garden, we took ourselves out to Red Lobster. And I was sitting there, I'm over there by it. I spent a buku money on myself. I'm like, I'm getting my Beyonce on because I'm going to be my own best friend.
Yeah, like, I'm saying. For real, that's me.
Yeah. Hey, so I didn't get, man, I was like, y'all effed up now. So, yeah, I know y'all know, man, what's the one of the things you go to Red Lobster for most? I don't care what else is on that menu. Yeah, I do. Them cheddar bays. All about the cheddar bays. Matter of fact, this is on Valentine's Day related. I used to little secret hack for those who used to always wonder who was come over my apartment in college and be like, damn, he be having his stuff together. What I did for the bread was I went up to Red Lobster, I would get like a dozen. They would give me like a dozen of them for like less than like a dollar. Like a bag. Like, I'm like, I'm coming back out like a dozen Cheddar Bay biscuits. I'm coupling that with some pots I done made at the house. Bam, winning. You spent less than a dollar. You ain't had to spend no Red Lobster money to get some Cheddar Bays. Now they didn't change the game because now they sell it by the box in the store to be able to make it. So Red Lobster changed the game all the way. But yeah, that was single. I would say, ooh man, dang, I don't know. I want to tell this is an interesting story. This one was very, very dark on Valentine's Day story. So, and so I ended up going out for Valentine's Day, and this is one of my exes that y'all, if a lot of y'all have been listening to the show for a while, a lot of y'all know some of my background. Y'all know, man, one of my chapters of that was really crazy. Actually, I went out to, like, of all places, me personally, I don't know about y'all, I don't, like, going to the club on Valentine's Day, don't do it for me. I just can't go to the club on Valentine's Day. It does nothing for me. I go to the club any other time, but going on Valentine's Day, I don't know. I mean, hey, I ain't trying to mess up y'all money out there that's promoters and all that, but I'm just telling you my personal two cents. Hey, Valentine's Day, I'm going out for Valentine's Day to a club is lame to me. And it definitely got proven so. So, I ended up going out Valentine's Day with my exes. We went out, and she and her friends were there, so she spent more time with her friends than she did with me. I'm like, ain't it Valentine's Day? The fuck is going on? So, I'm tripping now. I'm sitting here like, bruh. This mess lame as hell. And then come to find out, we're sitting, you for a trip back because now you're going to know in a second who this was. And come to find out, this same day, she was acting like, we got back, she was acting real tired. And I'm thinking like, damn, she going to act like she don't, you know, because y'all know, man, dude, guys, y'all know how we do. We go through all the bullshit on Valentine's Day so that at the end of the night, we can have a little fun at the end of the night. She was really tired. Come to find out, some time after, maybe like a little bit after that, ended up finding out that she was pregnant. As a lot of y'all followed the show, y'all know the whole pregnancy story. not the father, not the father story. Y'all know that whole story. But I've told that a million times. Y'all gotta go listen to the replays. But long story short, yeah, it was crazy because she was tired because she found she was pregnant. I was like, but she didn't say it that night. She was like, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was crazy. That was probably my craziest Valentine's in a relationship. All the other ones kind of whatever.
Wow.
But
that's crazy.
Yeah. So you go ahead.
I think the craziest thing I've done about something was go to a hotel just to get kicked right back out.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You gotta explain that. You can't just throw something out there like that. It is like what?
We
went to a hotel to get kicked back out.
The room. I guess you can say it was pretty loud in there. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought I was like, okay. Also, okay. I'm with you now. And I love how she gave that PG-13 answer. Oh my! I'm glad it's on Wednesday. So, you know we don't do PG-13 on Wednesday. Rated R on Wednesday. But yeah, okay. You got kid at the hotel.
Yeah.
Like what? So it was like one of the neighbors came and hated on y'all.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
On Valentine's Day, though, don't they know people are going to have sex on Valentine's Day? It kind of comes with the package.
No, 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 no. See, you're getting the wrong loud.
Oh! I was thinking when you said loud, you were talking about.
No, not at all.
You're talking about fumes.
Yeah.
That makes this story a little bit interesting in a different way. Okay. How long? Okay, here's a magic question. How long were y'all in there before y'all got kicked out?
Shoot. Maybe like 2 hours, I guess.
That's craziness. Craziness.
Yeah. I think that's the craziest.
Yeah. Okay. I would say that's a pretty crazy story. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I'm not even in the hot. So this year for Valentine's Day. I am getting myself a masseuse. I'm gonna massage all this stress out of me. I'm gonna get all this stress massage out of me.
That's good.
Including my feet, everything. Lord, I can't wait. My darn heels, you hurt, man. Y'all, because your boy damn near a whole athlete out in these streets now. So my body be like, ah. Be feeling good. It'd be a good type of pain, but that shit still hurt. Y'all should see me today, y'all. I was running like, I was running like okay, football speed. I was taking out today. I had my little Under Armour on. I was taking off. Couldn't tell me nothing today.
Dang.
Yeah, so.
I'm wanting a tattoo, though.
Oh, you get a tattoo? Oh,
yeah.
What are you getting tattooed?
See, I don't know. I just know I want one.
Oh, you should get a shark tattooed on you.
A shark?
Yeah, like baby shark.
No, you did it.
Get a fucking and name a baby shark.
No,
you know what's
you
crazy about that song? I kid you not. And people gonna say, "I'll say you just making this up." But no, anybody that knows I used to work at Build-A-Bear, y'all know I was doing that before this list became popular. And if you do the math, I ain't worked at Build-A-Bear since 2010. So I ain't worked at Build-A-Bear since 2010. That lets you know right away that you go that backwards. I was doing it back then. It's now 2019. I'm gonna take credit for that. I was on this baby shark way before a lot of people already were. So
yeah.
Y'all moving way behind.
Where your money
like, wait. Yeah, where my check at? I made baby shark hot. Because we used to do parties there. And one of these the parties, so during the parties, you would come with games.
Yeah.
I was the game master, y'all. I came with the games you're behind. And so I was doing baby shark. I was baby shark. Baby shark. Baby shark. Baby shark. Yeah, I was before this baby shark wave started taking off. I was already doing it. So
well, you gotta
improve
it though.
Oh shoot. All I gotta do is say, hey, Build-A-Bear, what was I already doing? People
you
know.
Right, you right.
Hell, because everybody else started doing it, other stores doing it. So it's clear I was doing it. I was doing it before it got hot.
Okay.
I was a decade ahead of time, people. I thought, like, wait, this is a wave now? I guess. But yeah, so that is a very good point. So I have to go ahead and give you hand claps. Interesting. Okay, no, I can't let you off on this. I gotta ask another question about Valentine's Day. What would you say? What was the best thing that happened to you during Valentine's Day?
Ooh, I got everything I wanted.
That's so, oh my God, that's such a generic,
Let me rephrase that. I got a lot of gifts.
Uh-huh.
And
people
really
on Facebook are listening to, they're wondering. Okay, so I got a lot of gifts. What is that? What were they? Like, what was so exciting about it? I mean, it was so great.
Victoria's Secret, perfumes, my favorite chocolate, video games. You know, I like the video games.
You know, you need to show up today. Get this smoke.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat sitting right download
and
ready to go.
It's still waiting for me.
It's on wait. It's gonna be right here. You can get your ass handed to you a couple times.
Okay, I see you. Okay, we'll see.
Yeah,
we shall see.
I'm with that same energy there. Oh, because you stay talking to me, trash to me. I'm just making sure you have the same name.
I do.
Yeah. Make sure you have this. I just want to make sure you get the same energy. All right.
At least I can admit it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not getting you out of it, but I appreciate that. Okay. Anything else that you got?
No, I believe that is it.
You laughing? That means something else. Are you not telling us?
No, I didn't laugh.
Yeah, I can hear. I hear. I don't hear laughing. I hear grinning. So that means you're hiding something from us.
No, I'm not grinning either.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I'm grinning now because you said that. But
yeah. No. Don't try that. You was already grinning. You was grinning and waiting for that. Don't even try it. I heard it. Mm-hmm. I know how to use context clues. All right. I think the best. Oh man, best thing I did for Valentine's Day. Whew. Man, you know what? It's so crazy because a lot of the best ones. All right, so I got this thing where a lot of people are like, oh, said it, blah, blah, blah. I got a Valentine's Day curse, bro. Every time after Valentine's Day, some crazy shit happens. Something really crazy happens. Yeah, so, but the last thing I did for Valentine's Day that wasn't that crazy, I saw Deadpool on Valentine's Day, of all things. I didn't see a rom-com, I saw Deadpool. So that was pretty dope. I see Deadpool. But, you know, I won't talk about who that was with. Don't get me started on that. But nonetheless, yeah. That was one of my best ones. I did that. Other ones, man, like chaotic stuff happened every time.
Yeah. What?
So, no, not doing it. I'm not getting them to them. Just always, it's always something chaotic, man. It's always something. Always. I will leave it at that. So, yes. Anyways, I appreciate the topic for Moments of Monet. Of Monet. That was the weakest jingle I came up with out of nowhere. But, yeah, y'all, so what we're going to do, we're going to go into another song break, come back from it. We're going to get into Grammy's wrap-up. And, God, man, I ain't going through the whole entire list of Grammys. It's not happening. I'm just going to go through some highlights, performances, all that kind of stuff. So we'll be back after this right here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl, Chelsea Monet. All right, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Dream chaser, believer, stay on my knees, no begging, it's a pain reliever. Hard times equal out to a great testimony. I say to myself at times, but I never feel lonely. Collect my thoughts like a therapist. I wake up on my grind, yeah, this is a wake-up kiss. X and O's full of bliss. Shout out to my haters, cause they got their pampers on, cause they so pissed. I keep them in the right place, give me something, little bit of taste. Negativity erased. Draw up another picture, I knock it out the box. Whoever the picture, real shit I live by. Stay still if needed. They show themselves in real situations, believe it. All desires in this temporary life trip is not needed. Once the lights turn black, everything's deleted. My God, I be on it, smoking California. Living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I be chasing it, I be living it, I be chasing it. I'll be living it. In my hideaway, flyaway, space shuttle. Preparing with my team, yeah, we in the huddle. Me and K-Rich plant the seed, watch it grow. We throwing money cause we bout to make plenty more. And that's word on my mama though. Countdown at D&T, yeah, it's bout to blow. Tired of picking the locks to the game, I had to kick the dough. So it's only right that I'm able to throw. Bread to the stuff. No luck, it's all God given. Lord knows I'm sinning, but the devil ain't winning. Rested on, and my brim, yeah, it's bending. The real definition of hunger, I'm real. No Pinocchio's boy number. I get slept on like slumber. Party, I lack for paper, I stack. Cause I'm deep up in the studio, cooling dudes with my backpack. Skating board to Tron, I'm in my zone. I'm so hungry for it, I eat the bone. And I know I gotta be. That's why I be on it, smoking.
in my life with no regret, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I'll be chasing it, I'll be living it, I'll be chasing it, I'll be living it, I'll be chasing it, I'll be living it.
In my catalog, set it free. I'm a destiny's child, so let me be. I told myself this year they gon' know my name. At the same time, they gon' feel my pain. And go get the house my baby deserves. Tell her, throw away the stress, leave it to the birds. Salary increased just by my words. Leak out my pain for me to be stronger. I go through this to beat my shield for my little girl's armor. And that's why I stay on my grind, and I'm never gonna fall. I fall prime time.
I be lonely, smoking California, living my life with no regret, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I'll be chasing it, I'll be living it.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, your girl.
Hello.
Welcome back to Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, now I can hear you.
I'm like, what in the world? All right,
okay.
So your boy, Steady J, and your girl, Chelsea
Monet.
There we go. All right, so y'all, we are going ahead and go. We're gonna go ahead and get into our Grammy wrap up. Yes, y'all know this is something that people look forward to every year that we do because we do it so beautifully. And yeah, man, I'm excited because again, I know it's one of the things you guys look forward to every year because you never know what my commentary is going to be. I'm always being up to no good. So definitely got some stuff up my sleeve. All right. So what we going to go into first for our Grammy wrap up, we're going to go ahead and go into the awards that were won. And, you know, we'll kind of go back and forth on it. I'll share like some, I'll also go into some of the performances as well. And some of what people was wearing, because I was watching the red carpet. I was watching the host. I was watching the entire show. And yeah, I even heard some of the behind the scenes stuff that led up to the entire ordeal. But first off, I must ask, so I know whether or not it's the case. So did you get a chance to actually see the awards?
Huh?
Did you get a chance to see the Grammys?
No, I didn't, but I know that everybody hating on Cardi B.
Oh, yes, which we'll get into that in a moment.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I know about it, honestly.
Okay, well, you're going to be lit. Well, today you're going to be living through me.
Tell it all.
Tell it all. Go tell it on the mountain. Okay, so first up, I'm going on to the awards. The awards, man, leading up to the awards, there was so much drama leading to it. A lot of people backed out performing, including Ariana Grande, Kendrick Lamar, Childish Gambino, Drake. Heck, a lot of people I just named didn't even show up. They won awards and weren't there. But it was the Grammys leading up to it, man, had a lot of drama leading up to the awards. It was crazy. I would say one of the oddest things was Post Malone. Post Malone was there performing. He performed Red Hot Chili Peppers, but before he did that, he was actually performing Rockstar. A lot of y'all know Rockstar, all the artists featuring Rockstar is who? That's a pop quiz for you, Chelsea.
All right, what's David?
21 Savage, man. 21 Savage. Yeah.
All right.
Also, yes. Okay. Yeah, you got to keep up, baby. But yeah, so yes, so 21 Savage, he ended up not winning it. You know, he was not there to perform, which was very odd, because of course we all know why he was not there to perform, because of the whole craziness that happened with him being detained or whatnot, which is just crazy. Still trying to figure out. I know he was all having fun with the jokes and whatnot about him being from the UK and all that. But at the end of the day, it's really a lot to think about that's going on there. It's really sad, bro. Like, wow. Whoever, like, I'm usually not one of those people. I hate Captain Conspiracy Theory. But when the stuff makes sense and everything lines into where it's supposed to be, hey. After a while, man, it ain't too much of a conspiracy theory. That mess is laden in a lot of facts. So, yeah, it's just very odd. Rockstar was performing. You have to think about, man, 21 wasn't there. So, yeah, that was odd. That was one of the oddest moments of the awards to me was that. Another one that was odd was, so Cardi B on the red carpet, she had on this dress.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different jokes that can go on with this dress. One is like, I called the Ursula from Little Mermaid dress. Some people,
but that's really a cute dress, though.
Come on, the black dress she had on, Chelsea,
with the pink.
She looked like I was nice by saying like an Ursula dress. Because what other people said was way worse than what I said. They said it looked like a vagina dress. Because the way the dress was, how it opened up, it looked like she was popping, like she was the vagina. And her head, her body.
That
was
a nice dress.
That's what people said. I'm just telling you what Black Twitter was saying. Black Twitter say it. So that dress is crazy. The one she had on and the actual awards, she was walking up to go accept the award, that was fly. Because here's the thing. I'm always a person that when you put on something, make sure you can move in it, man. She couldn't move in it, but she was like she was floating across the red carpet. I'm like, man, what the hell's going on? But yeah, so I didn't have no hate for Cardi B besides just wondering what the hell that dress had no functionality. That was the only thing that was bugging me. But nonetheless, that was pretty much all for that part. Best performance, man. Whew, it's a hard one.
Who was it? Who all performed?
There were so many things taken out because of people canceling. So, yeah, you had Post Malone with Red Hot Chili Peppers. You had Lady Gaga perform too, I think. Alicia Keys, she was doing which was really dope. Alicia Keys did like this, she did like a medley of a bunch of different, because she had the two pianos. Y'all know how she do. She stunt on us to get the two pianos out. She was playing different songs, from Grammy nominated people over the years, and she was like playing all the different songs, and like she was like mixing stuff. She was just, it was just crazy stuff she was mixing with on the piano together. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was bananas, man. But nonetheless, yeah. That was crazy. That was arguably one of the best. I would say a lot of people was coming for J-Lo, but I like the Motown one. That was interesting. The Motown tribute was good to me. Some people trying to come in, but they weren't feeling her singing Square B's. But whoa, come on, people, come on. During the show, people, really.
Somebody just calling you?
Yes, like they don't see me on live. Look at the live. You look at the live. Goodness. Shit. Goodness. I came up with people, man, drive me nuts with it. We are clearly on the radio show. But yeah, it's just craziness, man. That was probably one of my, it really, it's just hard to really like pick like anything out of the tributes. It's really hard to pick. I mean, arguably, depending on who you talk to, the Cardi B one was the best one. Which the Cardi B one was, I mean, was most entertaining. It really was. So someone told you that was the best one, you can't really argue them on that. So yeah. Let's see. But at the awards themselves, let me get into them. So let me go ahead and recap y'all know who won what. All right, so I'm gonna go from I'll end on the general field at the end, but best new artist, of course, Chloe and Halle was in there. Her was in there. Georgia Smith was in there. None of them won. It was Dua Lipa. I don't know who the hell that is, but I'm gonna go do some research and find out. Our best R&B performance. Including that category was Long As I Live by Toni Braxton, Summer by the Carters, Y.O.Y. by Layla Hathaway, First Began by P.J. Morton, and Best Part by Her featuring Daniel Caesar, which Best Part is what won. So, yes, there you go. That's who won your Best R&B Performance. Best Traditional R&B Performance. I ain't gonna go through all the list because I'm gonna get straight to the bragging. Shout out to my boy Leon Bridges from Fort Worth, Texas. He ended up winning a Grammy for Best Traditional R&B Performance for Best Ain't Worth the Hand. Excuse me. Yeah, so shout out to him. Shout out to my boy Leon Bridges for winning that, bringing a Grammy home to Fort Worth. Best R&B song. Yeah, I ain't gonna go through a lot of these. I'll be here all day reading some of these. But best R&B song was "Boot Up." Da-da-da-da, I call it "Doom That Up" song. Doom That Up. Yes, "Boot Up" one. But now you know what I say. That stuff that was in there was "Come Through and Chill" featuring J. Cole, Miguel. I mean, it's a hard one to win this list. Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. Focus by her. Focus on me. Baby, can you focus on me? Long As I Live, Toni Braxton. So, yeah. That was best. Those are songs that were nominated, but Boot Up won. Best Urban Contemporary Album. Went to the Carters. Shout out to that. Put some goddamn respect on the Carters' name. Goodness. And thank you. Because people try to tell me that album wasn't popping. That, I mean, Everything Is Love is popping, bro. If you are just an ultimate Beyonce hater, ultimate Jay-Z hater. If you tell me that album was not popping, it might not. Now I'm gonna say this. I ain't saying it gotta be your personal best favorite album. I'm gonna say it's a solid album. So shout out to that. Best R&B album. I want my boy Leon Bridges to win, but I'll take the other person who won, which is her. Her self-entitled album won. Mm-hmm. Best rap performance was a tie. That was with what Kings Did by Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock feature, and James Blake. And the other one that tied with them was Bubbling by Anderson .Paak, or Pack, excuse me. Best rap song performance was This Is America by Childish Gambino. Best rap song was God's Plan by Drizzy, Aubrey Graham. Best rap album was Cardi motherfucking B for Invasion of Privacy, which we're going to stop right there for a second, because, man, y'all was really trying to count for Cardi B, because, oh, she didn't write her own music. Oh, she didn't blah, blah, blah. Y'all just really going for it, man. And then here come the barbs, y'all getting in y'all little feelings, because Nicki Minaj ain't won a Grammy. So y'all want to try to come from Cardi B because she won one. Y'all got to get over it, man. Y'all got to get over it. Nicki Minaj ain't the only goddamn female artist. By Cardi B winning, it's a change of pace, bro. Because we don't be having, like, every year, like, we don't have anyone to compete. And we need someone to compete. I get tired of things being so. I can guess it right away. And that was a tough group. Yeah, Cardi B. You had Mac Miller. You had Nipsey Hussle. You had Pusha T. You had Travis Scott. That whole category was solid, bro. Solid category. But of course, bro, if you think about the year. Of all five of those that was in that, it was in that category. If you think about the year, Invasion of Privacy took over the damn year. And I know some people are like, man, they only picked the popular people. But keep it real, y'all was bumping at least one of the songs on Invasion of Privacy. I'm really willing to gamble. You jammed at least two songs off the album. So shout out to that. Best reggae album, Sting and Shaggy. Best comedy album was Dave Chappelle. Best music video was This Is America by Childish Gambino. Best music film was Quincy, which is a movie about the documentary about Quincy Jones. And best score soundtrack for visual media was the Black Panther soundtrack. And I don't care, anybody try to argue us to the day we die? But if you look at this, here's what was in best score soundtrack. You had, for visual media, you had Black Panther, you had Blade Runner 2049, Coco, The Shape of Water, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. If you try to argue me that the Black Panther soundtrack didn't embody the rest of that list, just throw away your whole credibility, man. Dead ass. Like, no one, I don't care what demographic you are. And I can't get away from naming people that wasn't filming the Black Panther album. It was just as great as the damn movie itself. So yeah, those are all the people that won the Grammys yesterday, man. So your take? What's your take on this whole Cardi B hate?
Yes.
What's your take on this whole Cardi B hate?
I mean. I think it's stupid, honestly. Like, yeah, Nicki been doing her thing and everything, and she been winning, you know, like every year. But I mean, if let Cardi B shine. Let her shine. Like, if we watch Cardi B glow up, we watch her be a stripper, make. To Instagram videos, to Love and Hip Hop, to being the first solo artist to have the best rap album. Like, she deserves this.
Yeah, like, we see people want to continue to whining. Get off, like, we got to stop doing that. Like, people want to continually... Like, y'all keep saying, oh, this is about the music, or this is about the music. You already know. You know that. Don't try to join the game if you're not willing to, you're not willing to understand what the rules or engagement are. You know the rules of engagement are. Stop whining. It's kind of the same talking of, I tell people, they're like, oh, I won't be on Love and Hip Hop. And I'm like, do you know the stories of you that been on Love and Hip Hop? Y'all always say, yeah, because y'all be so worried about the fame. Y'all not willing to put in the work it's going to take to have to get to that point, which is a lot of sacrifice. A lot of the stories we go to behind the scenes is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And not even just Love and Hip Hop, but to be famous, period. A lot of y'all say y'all want to be famous, but do y'all really want to be famous? Because y'all can't handle when y'all get a few followers on social media. Y'all know how to handle y'all crumble under pressure. So why would you be ready to have this huge millions of people following you every day? Y'all not ready. Everybody's not ready for that. It sounds good in theory, but are you willing to deal with the cause and effect that goes with it? Are you willing to deal
with
everything? So y'all gotta think before y'all run around here saying it. Oh, I wanna be famous. All right, I had this discussion with people all the time about you wanna be famous. Are you willing to put in the? Are you willing to put in the? How can I put it? Sacrifice that it takes to do that, because a lot of these people who become legends, their stories are always riddled with lots of drama they've had to go through. So it's not gonna be easy. And being famous is a lot of times it happens on accident. I can just snap my fingers and then bam, you famous. Being famous is like winning the lottery. You can't necessarily you can do stuff to get known, yes, but famous doesn't become famous. There's a lot of people who are very successful who've never been famous. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to think about. So y'all gotta really think on that before y'all run around here toting this "I want to be famous" game. It's not what it is, because y'all, when it really comes down to it and everything that's coming into it, you're gonna learn you're not really ready. So yeah, very few people are ready, but yeah that's it for today's show in the Grammy annual Grammys wrap up. And just variety live. Chelsea, you got anything coming up we didn't know about?
No, not right now.
Okay, yeah. Let y'all know. I actually got stuff coming up. I'm be doing a lot. I'm be moving. Let's put this. I'll be around the country a lot this spring. Being Houston, supposed to be Houston the 9th. In April, I will be going to Atlanta.
Ooh.
And next month as well, I'll be going to LA and possibly New York as well. So y'all stay tuned in it. I'll give y'all more details on the dates. And yeah, I told y'all. I just moving around. I'm like a magician. Why you watching this over here? Because I'm not. You think I'm not doing nothing? I'm really over here making moves. So just know, don't sleep on your boy. All right, y'all. Shoot, we getting ready to go on out. Remind you, if you missed any part of the show, go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. DUSKSPOT.com. And yeah, man, be great in the show. How we end every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to an episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy Teddy J, and your girl
Chelsea Monet.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.